Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast. Pleased to have along with us today Travis Meyer, the News on 6 meteorologist, and he's also a rancher. Had a chance to visit with him at the recent Tulsa Farm Show about weather conditions. We talked about short-term conditions from this last weekend, but also longer-term about the impact of La Nina and the conditions that result for the southern Great Plains. In this case, somewhat warmer, but definitely drier weather ahead of us. Let's join now our conversation with Travis Meyer of the News on 6. Travis, let's talk a little bit, first of all, short term, here in the next few days. This is one of those, almost blue northers that we've got coming in across a good bit of the state of Oklahoma.
It really is, and this will be the coldest air mass we've felt this year so far. We're going to get temperatures that are going to be about, they're not near records, but it's going to be down the Arctic air mass, and those we haven't really felt too much. And the way the atmosphere is right now in the jet stream, we're just kind of getting the back southwest side of the big brunt of air mass that's coming down across much of the Great Lakes area. So Oklahoma's kind of lucky. The further southwest you live in Oklahoma, the better off you are from getting really cold.
Yeah, I guess what that means also a lot of very cold air down in that southeastern part of the United States then.
That's for sure. We've had frost and freeze warnings down in Florida last week, and again this week. I suspect this weekend as we go into the weekend we'll have a lot more frost freeze advisories for the folks down there. So it's getting pretty deep south, and that's pretty much the trajectory of the air masses that we think will occur over the next couple of months, is that the really, really cold Arctic air will catch it, but we're just going to catch just a part of it, and it won't last like it is in the eastern part of the country.
So we're almost on the boundary of a lot of this tracking right now, then.
Right, and with the way La Nina is set up and the way the jet stream is set up, it'll shift once in a while. We can have a huge shift that could happen someplace. It will this winter, but the overall pattern right now is continuing to favor what we're seeing right now. Very dry. Any storms that come through are very limited on the amount of moisture. If we pick up a half inch with any of these storms, that's a pretty impressive amount, because there just isn't enough time for the Gulf of Mexico to open up, get that moisture transported in Oklahoma, and then mix in with these storms. So we're going to have something really special happen for Oklahoma to get a significant wet weather event.
So you're saying at this point we're simply not going to see much moisture for the next 3-4 months then?
Overall, that's right. Like I said, it's going to take kind of something fairly spectacular to occur with the jet stream that hasn't happened yet. And as we've looked at it through the fall, almost every month has been averaging above normal temperatures, below normal precipitation. You know, that started in August, and it's just unfortunately kept going and going. And we think that that same pattern is going to persist, because right now it's just the ideal setup for this La Nina. We're getting the storms in the Pacific Northwest into Northern California. It kind of rides up over Wyoming and Montana. Then it dives southeast. Well, there's no moisture up in Canada, you know, so we have to get those storms out of the southwest, and that's just not happening.
There's nothing tracking off of the lower part of the Pacific coming across the southern part of the United States.
That's right, and that's where our biggest issue is we're waiting for, is if we can get just one or two of those that could give us a significant 1, maybe 2-inch rainfall event or moisture event, and that obviously includes snow this time of year more so. But if we could find one or two of those, we'd be safe. But the way things are shaping up, those are few and far in between, and that could set us up for an extremely dry late winter, early springtime, which obviously farmers, the last thing they want to hear right now.
Right. How solid is this La Nina? In other words, how long is it going to stick around?
Well, this one is one of the strongest ones we've seen in 50 years from the records that are being kept so far. And really, from the time I was in college in the 70s to early 80s, really the forecast of La Nina and El Nino has gotten so much better in the last 5-10 years. We're much more aware. And, you know, here we are talking about it. Farmers are aware of it, and ranchers. Something that we didn't talk about a whole lot in college now is a very important thing. And so I think there's still a lot of research to be done. But this year, out of all the statistics we have, is a big one. And in the past, what it has meant to us is drier than normal, warmer than normal. And that pattern pretty much is, you know, it's obvious that that's happened, as we just said. And it looks like there isn't any weakening going on now. So we'll probably go at least through March, if not April, before we really see anything that could weaken or change the way the jet stream is moving.
So the implications are we're going to really pull down these moisture levels. That obviously gives us a lot of problems potentially in some areas of the state with wildfires and the like.
I'm more concerned about wildfires. I think that this is a big issue that's going to be going on all winter long into the spring, because we haven't been able to find anything. We had good growth, you know, in a lot of grasses and stuff like that through midsummer, and then when we shut it down in June and early July when it quit raining, You know, then things got a little droughty across much of the area, but there was still a lot of grass, and especially here, as I know it, in eastern Oklahoma, since that's where I spend a lot of my time, but eastern Oklahoma has had a lot of grass, a lot of hay this year, right. And so there's a lot of extra fuel to burn for this winter, and the drought and dry conditions and the windy conditions that we'll experience, they're going to lead to fires, I think, across the whole state.
So with that much fuel out there and that drier forage, that gives us a lot of worries, I would think.
Unfortunately, that's true. And if we had something good, and in farming, I love to look forward to something good. And, you know, the shift a lot of times out of La Nina is for a kind of a severe spring as far as severe storms, but usually you get kind of a mix of not as many tornadoes, but at the same time, there's still near normal weather for the spring, and then the summers usually start to calm down a little bit, which would be obviously great for growing. So I'm hoping that by midsummer or June into July that things will improve, because that's the normal pattern that we have with both of these La Ninas.
Okay. Well, last question, as far as, you know, as we start thinking about these type of patterns and you know, the shifts back and forth, a lot of people continue to talk about climate change. How do we really look at climate change from that big picture, given how, you know, we're also having to deal with these cycles like El Nino, La Nina, and the like?
Well, that's a big question. It's a burning question for almost everybody, because I don't want to say anybody's in denial, because I am not a firm believer in global warming as the media has put it out there. I work in the media, and what we try to do is make sure that we don't overdo it. A lot of people, Tom Vilisek, I guess, just mentioned that, you know, we're taking steps to try to move forward in preventing what could be a catastrophic events in the future if we're not careful. I agree that events change, and our weather department spends a tremendous amount of time researching that, because we have a lot of questions about, is this really happening or not? Yes, it is getting warmer. Statistically, we can't lie about that. I mean, there's no way to fudge the numbers on that. It is getting warmer, and to a certain degree, that is causing some concerns about what could happen. We think it is just another cycle in Earth, you know, that the Earth has done for millions of years. We have a little over 100 years of records in Oklahoma, you know, and compared to a million years, you know, that the Earth has formed, that is not a whole lot of data and information. If you're a real scientist, you have to sit there and you have to scratch your head. But the biggest problem we see is, yes, there is a movement toward warmer, and what that tends to tell us is that if it's warmer, Oklahoma will tend to be drier with all these new computer models. Well, that's the last thing Oklahoma, from central and western Oklahoma, want to see. We can't afford another inch of less rain. And even though it's minuscule, it's not, because that's very significant. So that's a concern now, but we're thinking that, you know, we're going to wait a little bit longer before we get all excited, because this is just another cycle. El Nino, La Nina, those happen yearly. We could have a wet year that, you know, we could flood, you know, kind of like we did in the 90s. We had several years that were just exceptionally wet, and that's going to happen again. Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Meteorologist and rancher Travis Meyer of the News on 6 in Tulsa, a part of the Griffin Communications family. We're pleased to have both he and meteorologist Gary England from over at News 9 to help advise us on weather matters here on OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes.